Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the messenger of God, stepping out of Beulah. From Babylon to Zion, my chains are looser in my mind. But out here, the checks are shooting. The judge is judged for hire, the jury's a straight liar. Just to see Israel fried up. They got a phone stacked and wired up. The police got you stuck. No one desires us. This law requires us to buy this man's trust. Pay to get salvation. Who you playing? But I pulled your card. I seen your star. They false lights. My spirit's fit lyrics so cold, your frostbite. And that's the attitude from your murderous flight. From your wakers every night. And young boys shot down in the street. And they mama's sight. Your old trees call this a good life. Like the hood's right. Zion, yeah.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there and is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another week, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here at 2330 Kemper Lane in Cincinnati, Ohio, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there in it. The Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our King, he's our Judge, he's our Lawgiver. And Yah is our only Savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the Savior of the world. Now, praise the mighty Yah again, allowing us to come before you to bring to you his great, holy, and exalted word. And we're going to discuss Renew Your Health, Part 2. As I stated before, we're going to bring to you all week long how you can renew your health according to the word of Yahweh. For Yahweh has the answer all things. And we're going to search out the various answers that Yahweh will give us to help. But let me show you where this is actually said about renewing your health. Here it is, the doctors and the scientists, all the various so-called health experts will come to you and let you know how you can become youthful again. As a matter of fact, they will tell you that if you take this pill, and if you take this potion, or if you do this, or if you do that, they have the keys to the fountain of youth. And the truth is, they have the keys to nothing. They don't even have the keys to the dungeon. And you would think they had the keys to hell, because most of their remedies, most of the things that they will tell you, is no good for you at all. But here, we're going to teach you the truth. And listen, I can assure you, nobody is teaching you about health according to the word of Yahweh. I already know they're not. They're not going into the book and giving you the answer of all things in the scriptures. But we're going to show you the truth. And what is the truth? The truth is the word of Yahweh. The truth is his law. And watch what this says in the book of Psalms 103. That's where we're going to start. Psalms 103. And I want y'all to pay close attention to this. And if you diligently fear Yahweh, can renew your youth. And Yahweh going to teach you how to do this, but you have to want to do this. In other words, the horse can take you to the well, or you can take the horse to the well, but you can't make him drink. And these are things that you yourself will have to drink indeed want to be youthful again. According to the book of Psalms 103, watch what this is. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and why, O my soul? But Ray Naphtali brought out the fact that your soul is your person. It is your body. It is the physical manifestation, the image of Elohim. That is what your soul is. And all of us have a soul and a spirit and over everything else that Yahweh has created. But watch what it says. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases? And why do it seem as though this is linked together, your iniquities as well as your diseases? And that's because where you think disease comes from, where you think sickness comes from, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. And watch this fifth verse. Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. And that's where it starts. It starts with your mouth. Satisfies your mouth with good things. And what are you eating to benefit you in a way that your youth is renewed like an eagle? And we're going to show you what you should be eating, what you're supposed to be eating, and what will renew you. Watch what the scripture says in the book of Ezekiel, the third chapter. Renew, in the book of Ezekiel, the third chapter, the very first verse. Watch what it says. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat what you find. And what are you looking for to eat? Eat this roll and go speak to the house of Israel. Whatever's on this roll, in this roll, whatever you find in this roll, you eat it. Open up my mouth. And he calls me to eat that roll. And he said unto me, Son of man, cause your belly to eat. Fill your bowels with this roll that I give you. Then did I eat it. And it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And he said unto me, Son of man, go, get you into the house of Israel and speak my words. And why? Because what the prophet was eating, he was eating the word of Yahweh. And most people don't realize by not eating the Creator's word, this is one of the main reasons why we become sick, why we become wounded, why we become hurt, and why we ultimately die. And yes, we will die. But you don't have to die as a result of disease, nor do you have to die because you're sick. And we're going to see that. And how do you eat the Creator's word? What will bring you very close and near unto Yahweh? What will give you insight unto Yahweh to the extent that Yahweh will prolong your life, bless you with great health? we're going to go to the law. First of all, before I go to number six, I'm going to number six. So if you recorded it, that's good. And you want to put a star by Numbers, the sixth chapter. But I want to show you this in the book of Psalms 119. Roll, and it was the word of Yahweh. I want you to see what he was eating. In the book of Psalms 119, and we're going to read verse 142. It says, your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is the truth. So that's why we go to the law. That's why we go to the word of Yahweh to answer all things for us. And since our people are dying in the thousands upon thousands, and nobody cares, nobody mourning, as we said a few days ago, nobody taking notice. And now everybody just, the government says, stay home. And people began to panic. Now the government said, come out. And now people back out. Even the Israelite community. Government said, stay home. The government said, come out. Now they back open. Well, who is your Elohim? Isn't it Yahweh? No wonder we're sick. No wonder we're wounded. No wonder we have disease. Because we will listen to other people above the Most High. But let me show you something that Yahweh has been trying to teach us and show us to let us know that he will satisfy our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. Watch what the Creator shows us in the book of Numbers, the sixth chapter. In Numbers, the sixth chapter, that's the law. Read it at the very first verse. And Yahweh spoke to Moshe, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when either man or woman, so it don't matter, you can be a woman, you can be a man, shall separate themselves to vow of a Nazarite, to separate themselves unto Yahweh. In other words, you have made an active decision. I'm going to separate myself to the Most High. Third verse. He shall separate himself from wine and strong drink, and shall drink no vinegar of wine, no vinegar of strong drink, neither shall he drink any liquor of grapes, nor eat moist grapes or dried. All the days of his separation shall he eat nothing that is made of the vine tree, from the kernels even to the husk. In other words, what is Yahweh telling us? In other words, to get real close to Yahweh, do you realize there are certain things you can't eat? And what do you use to eat? Your mouth. Because Yahweh, to come before him, he wants you to be clean. And you're going to see a consistent type of relationship that Yahweh wants with you when you come before him, when you come near unto him. Because there's certain things you just can't do, especially if you want to know him. It says, 7th verse, this is how detailed Yahweh was. He shall not make himself unclean for his father. In other words, if his father died, he can't even go to the funeral. Or for his mother. For his brother. Or for his sister when they die. Creation of his Elohim is upon his head. All the days of his separation, he is holy unto Yahweh. And this is someone who vows a vow of a Nazarite. And a Nazarite is one that separates himself unto Yahweh. And I didn't read the 5th verse. I skipped the 5th verse, but not on purpose. Let me read that. For it says, all the days of the vow of his separation, there shall no razor come upon his head until the days are fulfilled. In which he separates himself unto Yahweh, he shall be holy, and shall let the locks of his hair of his head grow. So, there's certain things you got to do if you want to be holy, if you want to be separated, if you want to be clean, and most important, if you want to know Yahweh. And look, you mean to tell me, and there's not a certain time frame of a Nazarite. You can do it for a month, you can do it for a year, you can do it for life. That's totally up to you. But while you're doing this, your body, your mouth is renewed. Why? Because you've allowed your body to go through a process where your body don't have no strong drink, no wine, which all that not only alters your mind, but it also contaminates the blood. Yeah, it helps clean the blood in some respects, but it also contaminates the blood. And Yahweh don't like nobody coming before him contaminated. This is why Yahweh is telling a Nazarite to do such a thing. No vinegar, no liquor, grapes, no moist grapes or dried. Yahweh don't even want you to eat nothing off the vine. And why? Because everything on a vine can intoxicate you. And Yahweh don't want you intoxicated. And our people love to be intoxicated. Nor anything from the kernel even to the husk. Think about that as you begin to consider how to renew your youth like an eagle. For Yahweh said he will satisfy thy mouth with good things. And you got to know the good things that Yahweh will satisfy your mouth with. And that's his word. But you got to know his word. You got to understand his word in order for you to receive these good things. Watch this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter. Because a lot of times we go to these doctors and these health experts, and these people don't know the word of Yahweh at all. They write these books. What do they know about Yahweh? They write books that have no, they're meaningless. And our people, even after they follow the prescriptions of the book, and why? Because the Creator lets us know. Unless Yahweh build a house, they that labor in vain that build it. So you're going to have to labor in the Most High if you indeed want your youth to be renewed. We already came to you and talked to you about you got to get in the light. Come out of your house. I know here it is, the heathen tell you to get in the house, and you get in the house. They tell you, well, it's too dangerous outside. Stay in. Well, the most danger that our people have is in the house. If we were the people, and we are the people of old, we come from the ancient people, but just think what our people used to be. They used to be husbandmen, which means they were farmers. They had vineyards. They were outdoors all the time. Our people, lambs and ox and bullocks, they had a lot of livestock, which means you got to be outside. We had all kind of trees, and I'll show you our land. We were outdoor people. Today, the heathen got us trapped in the houses, and that's where the sickness is lurking. We think we're shielding ourselves, but what we're doing is killing ourselves. Watch what the scripture says. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter. And we're going to start reading at the very first verse. And we're talking about renewing your youth and how Yahweh will satisfy thy mouth with good things. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter, these are the words of the covenant which Yahweh commanded Moshe to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, besides the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. And Moshe called to all Israel and said to them, you have seen all that Yahweh did before Yah in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land. You seen it with your eyes, great temptations, which your eyes have seen, the signs and those great miracles, even though you've seen it. Watch what the scripture says. Yet Yahweh has not given you a heart to perceive and eyes to see, in other words, vision, and ears to hear, which means understanding, until this day. And even though our people seeing a bunch of stuff today, they still don't understand it. They still are not, they don't have vision. Fifth verse, and I've led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not grown old upon you, and your shoe has not grown old upon your foot. You have not eaten bread, neither have you drunk wine or strong drink, that you might know that I am Yahweh, your Elohim. So why would Yahweh have us not eating no bread, wine, or strong drink, that we might know him? And all these things have something in common. It's called fermentation, leavening. And what these things do is break down the body. Even though they can be good things, and our people surely did it, or he wouldn't say, don't do it. But how is this helping to renew your youth? Because Yahweh, he's not having nobody come near unto him who's sick, wounded. To come near unto Yahweh, you must be holy. And not just outwardly. You got to be holy inwardly. And so there are certain things you got to learn to do. And one of those things you got to learn, not how to eat, how not to eat. See, many of our people think they know how to eat. No, you got to learn how not to eat, as you will see. Because to make a vow of a Nazarite, there are certain things they could need to come near unto Yahweh. In the wilderness, there were certain things Yahweh didn't want you to eat, that you might even know him. And you notice it says, when they stayed away from these things, he said, your clothes didn't grow old on you. Your shoes didn't grow old on you. And I'll show you, many of the people that follow the prescription of Yahweh, their youth was renewed. As a matter of fact, let me show you that. In the book of Joshua, 14th chapter. So you can see what I'm telling you is the truth. Because once you begin to circumcise your heart, to learn the word of Yahweh, and we got many lessons that you can go to. I even teach, and it's on our website, how to study the scriptures. You should be eating this way more than you should be eating anything else. But I know you're not. So Joshua, the 14th chapter, that's what the Creator means. He said, we're going to pine away in our iniquities. In other words, the iniquity that we are pining away in is our sickness, is our disease, is our wounds. We'll be sick, and if the doctors don't tell, they'll tell us, but it won't help us, and we'll just pine away in it, ultimately succumb and die from the very thing that we're pining away in. But really, do we have to? Watch what the scriptures say in the book of Joshua, the 14th chapter. Seventh verse. Oh, we'll start at the sixth verse. Then the children of Yehuda came to Joshua in Gilgal. And Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, you know the thing that Yahweh said to Moshe, the man of Elohim, concerning me and you in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of Yahweh, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed Yahweh my Elohim. And Moshe swore that day, saying, surely the land whereon your feet have trodden shall be your inheritance, and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed Yahweh my Elohim. And now, behold, Yahweh has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since Yahweh spoke this word to Moshe, and while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years. Here it is, an 85-year-old man. And watch what this 85-year-old man say. And I don't care what generation, 85 years old is old. Watch what it says. 11th verse. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moshe sent me. And that was 45 years ago. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. In other words, Yahweh satisfied this man's mouth. Good things. That his youth was renewed like an eagle. And he was as strong at 85 as he was at 40 or 45. And why? Because he wholly followed Yahweh. And to wholly follow Yahweh, to know his word. This is why Yahweh said, eat this roll, and it shall be sweetness for honey. And not just Joshua or Caleb. And you read about the Nazarite, but they all have something in common. They had a certain mindset. And the mindset was they knew what not to eat. Watch another one of our fathers in the book of Daniel, the 10th chapter. Well, go to Daniel, the first chapter first. When will we begin to let Yahweh feed us? Daniel, the first chapter. Watch what it says. Here it is, Daniel 1, starting at the 8th verse. But Daniel purposed in his heart. And when you're on purpose in your heart, that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. For he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now Elohim had brought Daniel to favor, tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my master, the king, who has appointed me your food and your drink. For why should he see your face as worse looking than the children, which are of your sort? Then shall you make me endanger my head to the king. In other words, you're going to have doctors today. You need protein. Don't eat like this. Don't eat like that. You need protein. You need this. You need that. You're missing this thing and you're missing that thing. They'll tell you all kind of things so that you won't eat the right things. And you will listen. Not realize. They don't even know Yahweh. Said Daniel to Melzor, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Prove your servants, I beseech you, 10 days, and let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenance be looked upon before you, because not only you want to be changed inside, you also want to be changed on the outside. Countenance of the children that ate the portion of the king's meat, and as you see, deal with your servants. So he contended to them in this matter and proved them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, because if you're eating right, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Thus Melzar took away the portion of their meat, the wine that they should drink, and gave, and this diet was so beautiful. Watch what it says in the 20th verse, or the 19th, 20th verse. And the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding, inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his reign. 10 times better. And why? Because the things that they were eating was 10 times better. And Yahweh satisfied their mouth with good things, that their youth was renewed like an eagle. But Daniel purposed his heart to do such a thing. But when will you purpose your heart? Oftentimes when we start telling our people, look, we're going to fast, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, they'll tell you what they can't do. Oh, I can't do that. Or oh, I can't do this. Or oh, I could last. And one man on our 40-day, 40-night fast only lasted one day. One day. One day. When will we purpose our heart? But we want to be healed. We don't want to be sick. We don't want disease. We don't want to be wounded. But we are not willing to do what it takes to be renewed like an eagle. We don't want to do what it takes to get our youth back. Watch this in the book of Daniel, the 10th chapter. We read Daniel the first chapter, but watch Daniel the 10th chapter. Because I called a fast, and this is not a fast. Correct myself, I called a, what Daniel did. And watch what he did. In the third year of Daniel, the 10th chapter, the first verse. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed to Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long. And he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. And in those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. And how did he mourn these weeks? And why was he mourning? Because he understood the vision. Why was he mourning? He knew what was going to happen. He understood the thing. And he knew in what he seen destruction coming to our people. That's why he was mourning 3 full weeks. And watch what it says. Third verse. I ate no pleasant bread. And what a thing. He put away all that little pleasant stuff we love, the cookies and the cakes, the gallons of ice creams, and all the little sweet goodies that don't satisfy your mouth with good things, that don't renew your youth like an eagle. These things tear your youth up. These things make you older, not younger. These things ultimately will make you sick. Now, yes, you can do certain things in moderation. But if you want to come near unto Yahweh, if you want to be healed, You got to learn what not to eat, rather than learning what to eat. Watch what the scripture says. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth. And people ask me, well, what about fish? What do you think fish is? That's flesh. Everybody knows fish is flesh. Don't let your enemies trick you and make you think that's no meat. No, that's meat all day long. And putting that wine away again. I always see the prophets always putting this wine away. Holy men always putting this wine away. Setting aside. Do our people want to do that? No. Neither did I anoint myself at all. Till all 3 whole weeks were fulfilled, and he wanted to afflict himself, so he didn't put no oil on his body for 3 full weeks. So I'm not putting oil on my body for 3-4 weeks. And I know to some, that's, you're going to be ashy. So what? What do that mean? And I'm trying to come close to Yahweh. You think ashy means something to me? You think ashy means something to me if I'm going to learn something and understand something? You think being ashy means something to me if I'm going to renew my health or renew my youth like an eagle? I'll be ashy all day long. But we'll come up with every reason, every excuse. Oh, I itch too bad. Yeah, you itch because what you eat. You ain't satisfying your mouth with good things. That's why you itch. That's a curse. And if you want a blessing, you're going to have to change the way you think. Watch what it says. In the book of Nehemiah, the 9th chapter, again, talking about how Yahweh will satisfy our mouth with good things that our youth is renewed. Then not only you got to stay, learn what not to eat, watch what the Creator says. In Nehemiah, the 9th chapter, the 1st verse. Down in the 24th day of this month, and I know that was the same day, same time, Daniel said, and Daniel is different, and it might not have been a difference. Daniel said it was in the 1st month, and this might have very well been in the 1st month. And if it was the 1st year, we know automatically that's the Sabbath day, the 1st month, the 24th day of the month, in the 1st year. See, we can tell y'all that things like that, because that's the word of Yahweh. Other people can't do that. They don't know these dates and times in the scriptures. Watch what it says. 4th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting, with sackcloth, and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read in the book of Yahweh, Elohim, 1/4 part of a day. Another 4th part they confess and worship Yahweh, their Elohim. And we already told you what a 4th represents. It represents Yahweh's praise. And you cannot go to Yahweh to praise him without your humility. You ain't even go near to him. But you notice they were fast. Little do people know, fasting renews you. This is what people don't know. They so caught up in the affliction of fasting and don't even realize fasting renews you and resets your body, your soul. And how does it? And not only do it reset your soul, it also is designed to reset your spirit. So when you're sick, make no mistake about it, you need to be reset. Your heart is working too hard because you don't put too many bad things in you. Your liver, your kidneys, your everything is working. And now the body can't even function properly to just expel and remove all the bad things that you've been doing. And we got people, they won't fast at all. No times. Just imagine eating every day of the year. And we got a law. And the law is the truth. That we were to fast from evening until evening, even on the Day of Atonement. So at least one 24-hour period, you should be fasting every year, at least once. But I'm going to let you know, you should be fasting way more than that. If you want your mouth to be satisfied with good things, that your youth is renewed like an eagle. Because not only Nehemiah, who is holy, Daniel, who is holy, Nazarite, who is holy, you see what all these holy men did? And Yahweh, you know, is holy. And you see what he told us to do in the wilderness and fed us manna that we didn't know nothing about. Find out it's angel food. And we wasn't happy about it. But watch what another holy man would do. In the book of Ezra, the 8th chapter, we see what Nehemiah did and what he told the people to do. And one might say, well, he did that for sin. Where do you think sickness come from, fool? Your iniquities. We're pining away in our iniquities, which means we're pining away in our sickness. And we don't have to. You can be healed. And there's only one thing that can heal you, and that's Yahweh. And he already sent his word to do it. Watch what it says in the book of Ezra, the 8th chapter. Starting at the 21st verse. Then I proclaimed a fast there. Why people complain? Because you got to know how to go before your Elohim, your maker, your creator. These are the good things that our mouth is satisfied with, his word. And if we follow it, yes, if we follow it, your youth can be renewed. Watch what it says. The river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our Elohim, to seek of him a right way for us. And we all want to know the right way. And for our little ones. And for our substance. For I was ashamed to require the king, a band of soldiers and horsemen, to help us against the enemy in the way. Because we had spoken to the king, saying, the hand of our Elohim is upon all them good that seek him. But his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. So we fasted and sought our Elohim for this, and he was entreated of us. In other words, he heard us and blessed us. Why? Because we sought him. Why? Because we fasted before him. And what do fasting has to do? It resets us. It renews us. It's almost like a cleansing. And now we can go before Yahweh because we don't got this polluted, defiled stuff in us. And if this polluted and defiled stuff is not in us, then we have an opportunity to have a clean and undefiled spirit. So now we can go before Yahweh. And let me tell you, there's a man that took it to a whole nother level. To the extent, this man was so holy that the glory of Yahweh was shown upon this man. This man, when he addressed the children of Israel, he had to wear a veil on his face because of the glory of Yahweh, because of the holiness that was upon him. And how did he become so holy? And what did he do to become so holy? Let me show you what this man did in the book of Deuteronomy, the 9th chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 9th chapter, the 9th verse. When I had gone up into the mount to receive the tables of stones, even the tables of the covenant which Yahweh made with you, then I stayed in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. I neither did eat bread nor drink water. In other words, this man did a total fast. And our people, when we did this 40 days and 40, why y'all doing this? What is this for? Where is that in the law? Our people, I can't do this and I can't do that. No, you can't do it because you told yourself you can't do it. But you can do anything in Yahweh. Watch what it says. And Yahweh delivered to me two tables of stone written with the finger of Elohim. And on them was written according to all the words which Yahweh spoke with you in the mount of the midst of the fire in the day of assembly, which was the Ten Commandments. And it came to pass at the end of the 40 days and 40 nights that Yahweh gave me two tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant. And Yahweh said to me, arise, get you down quickly from here, for your people, which you have brought forth out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have quickly turned aside out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten image. In other words, just like the people today, all Moses was gone 40 days and 40 nights, and they start acting a plumb fool. Here it is. The government shut down in many states, less than 40 days, the people start acting a plumb fool. Here it is, you got these white races out there in Michigan charging the Capitol, inside the Capitol with rifles and guns and kind of weapons of war. You know black people could have never did nothing like that. But they doing it. They don't even respect the stay-at-home order that was given by the government. But right there in New York, if you don't respect the stay-at-home order, they fining you, they arresting you, giving you citations. And that's according to the governor of New York. And I was thinking, I wish you was in Michigan. Maybe it would be different. And the governor of New York did say that that's what should be done. But what you going to do with a bunch of racists with thousands and hundreds of bullets strapped on their chest coming in the Capitol with all kind of weapons of war? You don't bring your army in to get them out? And they ain't even been out of the stay-at-home, ain't even been for some of the other places either. Watch what it says. 13th verse. Furthermore, Yahweh spoke to me, saying, I have seen these people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Let me alone, that I may destroy them. Blot out their name from under heaven, and I will make of you a nation mightier and greater than they. In other words, these people are not going to listen to my law. They're not going to follow my commandments. They're not going to keep my covenant. Stiff-necked. And sure enough, today, as soon as we start talking about we're going to do the Daniel diet for 10 days, what's a vegetable? Can we eat this? Can we eat that? You know what a vegetable, now all of a sudden you don't know what a vegetable is. We do the Daniel 21 days or 3-4 weeks. What's leavening? What's no pleasant bread? All that stuff you've been eating. That's what it is. I can't put no oil on my skin. No. He didn't put none on his. That itch. Yeah, because what you eating? Always excuse. On the 40 nights. In other words, stiff neck, rebellious, and hard hearted. Well, keep itching, keep being fat, and keep being sick. Because these are the things going to help you. Not what you've been doing. Watch what it says. 14 verse. Well, I read that. 15 verse. So I turned and came down from the mount, and the mount burned with fire, and the two tables of the covenant were in my two hands. And I looked, and behold, you had sinned against Yahweh, Elohim, and it made a molten calf. You had turned aside quickly out of the way which Yahweh had commanded you. And I took the two tables, cast them out of my two hands, broke them before your eyes, and I fell down before Yahweh as at the first, 40 days and 40 nights. In other words, he did it twice just to save Israel. I did neither eat bread nor drink water, because of all your sins which you sin and doing wickedly in the sight of Yahweh to provoke him to anger. For I was afraid of the anger and the hot displeasure, and you should be too, with which Yahweh was angry against you to destroy you. But Yahweh listened to me that time also. And Yahweh was very angry with Aaron to have destroyed him. And I prayed for Aaron also the same time. And look, he said, Yahweh, listen to me. And why? Because he fasted. Why? Because he wasn't defiled. Why? Because he wasn't unclean. Why? Because he wasn't sick like everybody else. Matter of fact, this man was so holy, so fit. Watch what it said about this man in his death in the book of Deuteronomy 34. And we got people won't even fast once a year, won't even keep the Day of Atonement. Telling you people that don't mean fasting. But yet you sick. And our people sick. And our people need to fast. Knowing what to eat, you got to know what not to eat. Watch what it says about this great holy man in the book of Deuteronomy 34. One brother told me, I ain't going out there. I got pre-existing conditions. Why do you think you got pre-existing conditions, fool? My goodness. And every time somebody comes to you about a fast, you can't do it. And you're talking about your pre-existing conditions. Watch what it says in Deuteronomy 34 and 1. And Moshe went up from the plains of Moab to the mountain of Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, that is over against Jericho. And Yahweh showed him all the land of Gilead unto Dan, which was a blessing because he couldn't even go over there. And all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim, and Manasseh, and all the land of Yehuda unto the utmost sea, and the south, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, city of palm trees, unto Zoar. And Yahweh said to him, this is the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, I will give it to your seed. I've caused you to see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there. And that was important for Moses. That was a blessing to Moses, because he couldn't go. And he was not one of the 12 tribes' heads that went over and spied out the land. So all he got was a report. He never seen the land until just now. So Moses, the servant of Yahweh, died there in the land of Moab according to the word of Yahweh. In other words, he didn't die of sickness. He didn't die of some type of wound. He didn't die of some type of destruction, some type of plague. He died according to the word of Yahweh. Yahweh said it's time to sleep, and Moses went to sleep. But when we die, they writing. Yeah, he had diabetes. His heart failed. His blood was contaminated. His liver and kidney shut down. But we refuse to adhere to the word of Yahweh. Watch what it says. Sixth verse. And he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab, over against Beth Peor. But no man knows of his scepter unto this day. And Moshe was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. My goodness. This man was still strong. His natural force was not even abated. His eye was not even dim. And I can understand why. Watch what it continues to say. And the children of Israel wept for Moshe in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moshe were ended. And why 30? Because that's a month. Brother came by. I won't even mention that. Because I don't want to get on my brother. But watch what it says. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom. For Moshe had laid his hands upon him. And the children of Israel listened to him and did as Yahweh commanded Moshe. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel, like unto Moshe, whom Yahweh knew face to face, and all the signs and the wonders which Yahweh sent him to do in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh, to all his servants, and to all his land, all and in all the mighty hand and in all the great terror which Moshe showed in the sight of all Israel. This man was holy. This man was great. And how did this man become so great? Yeah, it's because of Yahweh. But you notice, nobody fasted like this man. And I see all these holy men fasting. When you going to fast to come near unto Yahweh? When will you learn what not to eat and drink before Yahweh? Then the law, the word of Yahweh, did not Yahweh say he will satisfy your mouth with good things, that your youth is renewed like an eagle? And let me show y'all another law. You got people crying about, no, we can't do that here. They wish they can do this here because now they sick as a result of them saying they can't do something that Yahweh commanded them to do. And watch what it is in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter. Yahweh said we will pine away in our iniquities. And now you're seeing how. And the iniquities of our fathers. Now you're seeing how. In the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, something else our people refuse to do. And watch what it says. Even while they're sick, they ain't doing it. And watch what it says. Exodus 12, verse 18. In the first month, on the 14th day of the first month, at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 121st day of the month at evening. And watch what it says. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses, for who ever eat that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a stranger or born in the land. You shall eat nothing leavened, and all your habitations shall you eat unleavened bread. And here it is. I ain't going to eat that leaven. We don't got to keep that law. Man, you better wish you keep that law. What do you think leaven is? And why do you think Yahweh wanted you to remove all the leaven out of your houses? And don't eat nothing leavened, and eat unleavened bread 7 days, so that you might know him. This is what we're not getting. And to know Yahweh, to come near to Yahweh, you can't be all sick. You can't be the lame and blind and broken up. You got to know Yahweh. Yahweh is not playing that type of stuff. You got to learn how to fast. You got to learn how not to, what not to eat. And you cannot just learn what to eat. But if you're going to eat anything and you want to eat something real good and for your mouth to be satisfied with good things, that your youth is renewed like an eagle, you better start learning to eat the word of Yahweh. And if you eat this word, you're going to fast a lot. You're going to withstand a lot of foods. You're going to not eat them, and you're not going to go back to them. Because once you begin to develop a relationship with Yahweh, you ain't going to never want to leave that. Watch this. Just a couple more scriptures. One is in the book of Psalms 34. Look what Yahweh said. Look what he let us know in Psalms 34, the 8th verse. It says, "Oh, taste and see that Yahweh is good, and blessed is the man that trusts in him. And don't fear Yah, you saints, but there is no warrant to them that fear him. Young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek Yahweh shall not want any good thing, because Yahweh is going to provide it. All you got to do is taste and see that Yahweh is good. And what do Yahweh want you to taste?" Isaiah 55. The very first verse. "Ho, everyone that thirsts, come you to the waters. And he that has no money, come you, buy and eat." Well, how you going to buy and you don't have no money? "Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." And watch what it says. Second verse. "Why do you spend money for that which is not bread?" Question mark. "And your labor for that which satisfies not." We just got everything so twisted, so backwards. Watch what it says. "Listen diligently unto me, and eat you that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me," because see, what you about to eat is something that you about to hear, just like the prophet Ezekiel. "Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I've given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people." And if you're listening, if you're hearing, if you're inclining your ear and you're listening diligently, you will eat that which is good. Your soul will delight itself in fatness. But you got to know what to eat. You got to know what not to eat. You got to know the word of Yahweh. And we bring it to you every day. And we're telling you what the truth is, for the law is the truth. So, brothers and sisters, this is not hard. This is not difficult. Let us return back unto Yahweh. Yahweh can return back unto us. Renew your health. Renew your youth. Part two. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, so do I. Shalom.
Yeah. Go Tribe Entertainment. Yeah. It is a glory for y'all to conceal a thing, but it's another. The search of out the purity, the heart has many vices for us to give to desire.